A reading from Acts, the 16th chapter, verses 23 to 40. And when they had inflicted many blows upon them, they threw them into prison, ordering the jailer to keep them safely. Having received this order, he put them into the inner prison and fastened their feet in the stocks. About midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the prisoners were listening to them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. And immediately all the doors were open, and everyone's bonds were unfastened. When the jailer woke and saw that the prison doors were open, he drew his sword and was about to kill himself, supposing that the prisoners had escaped. But Paul cried out with a loud voice, "Do not harm yourself, for we are all here." And the jailer called for lights and rushed in, and trembling with fear, he fell down before Paul and Silas. Then he brought them out and said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" And they said, "Believe in the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved, you and your household." And they spoke the word of the Lord to him, and to all who were in his house. And he took them the same hour of the night, and washed their wounds. And he was baptized at once, he and his family. Then he brought them up into his house and set food before them. And he rejoiced along with his entire household that he had believed in God. But when it was day, the magistrate sent the police, saying, "Let those men go." And the jailer reported these words to Paul, saying, "The magistrates have sent to let you go. Therefore, come out now and go in peace." But Paul said to them, "They have beaten us publicly, uncondemned men who are Roman citizens, and have thrown us into prison. And do they now throw us out secretly? No. Let them come themselves and take us out." The police reported these words to the magistrates, and they were afraid when they heard that they were Roman citizens. So they came and apologized to them, and they took them out and asked them to leave the city. So they went out of the prison and visited Lydia, and when they had seen the brothers, they encouraged them and departed. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For our meditation on God's word, we welcome Pastor Philip Hoppe, St. Paul, and Peace Lutheran Churches, Bruno and Finlayson, Minnesota.
As for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good. That's what Joseph told his brothers, who had done great evil against him, first in planning to kill him, and then secondly in deciding to sell him into slavery. God had worked great good right in the midst of their evil deeds. Right before we began reading today in the daily lectionary, the Apostle Paul cast out an evil spirit from a girl who was continually following Paul around. You might think that such an action would be lauded by everyone, but it was not so. Apparently, that spirit that oppressed her was able to reveal things that would happen in the future. People would pay good money to the girl's owners in order to have their fortunes told. Her healing was their financial woe, and they were not happy at all. And so they set out to even the score. They would have Paul and Silas brought before the rulers for punishment, and punished they were. They were beaten, thrown in prison, and tied up in bonds. But Paul and Silas had come to learn that their circumstances should not change the practice of their faith. And so while in jail, they did what they always did. They prayed aloud and sang hymns together. The other prisoners listened in on their time of prayer. Then as they were singing, all of a sudden the ground underneath them shook. The doors swung open and the bonds upon Paul and Silas were released. The shaking also rattled the jailer himself out of his slumber. When he awoke to find that the prison was open, he assumed that all his prisoners were gone. Rather than receiving the punishment that would surely come upon him for this, he decided to end his own life. But before the blade could cut the flesh open, Paul yelled out and assured him that they were all still there. The jailer was not only rattled that day out of his physical sleep, but also out of his spiritual slumber as well. He was shaken to his very core. He went and asked them what it was that he should do to be saved. He was convinced that these men indeed knew the way to salvation. And Paul not only told him how to be saved, but also delivered that salvation to him. believe in the Lord and you will be saved. And then soon that word was connected with water. Yes, that jailer and his household were given the new birth of water and the Spirit and holy baptism. The owners of that slave girl intended evil when they brought the apostles to the rulers. But God, he meant it for good. That jailer and his family were brought to salvation as God worked his good right in the midst of humanity's evil. Oh, it's easy to rejoice in this story because we know how it all worked out. But truth be told, we are not always so sure about God's way of doing things in our life. We would much rather that he simply would spare us from every evil rather than working good right in the midst of such evil. Instead of looking at how God might be working ultimate good for us in his kingdom during difficult times, we get busy blaming God for those times. Instead of praying and singing as the apostles did in this case, we often are found mumbling and complaining. We are often too concerned about what's happening to us to even consider that God might just use our situation for someone else's eternal good. Well, thanks be to God that he does work good in the midst of evil. And thanks be to God in particular that he worked the greatest good ever out of the evilest evil ever. Thanks be to God that through the betrayal, rigged trials, and relentless violence poured out against a sinless man named Jesus, God worked his greatest good. Great good for the Apostle Paul. Great good for the jailer and his family. Great good for you and for me. Right in the midst of all that evil, God gave his Son that we all together might be forgiven of our sins and have life and salvation. So today, repent of any way in which you have demanded that God give you an answer for every evil that has come in your life. For as you repent, God's greatest good will be poured out on you again. That same Jesus that was poured out on you when you believed and were baptized cascades over you again this day. Jesus' grace and mercy flows over you. So pray and sing to him, for he works great good right in the midst of evil. The devil, the world, and our flesh are always looking to bring evil upon us, the children of God. To them we simply say, you intend it for evil, but God means it for good. Amen.
We thank Pastor Philip Hoppe for this meditation on God's Word.